Hello, everyone out there in Audio Boom Land. It's Caitlin here, now known on Audio Boom as Echo Catharsis. I haven't done an Audio Boom in a while, and the lovely background noise you're hearing is that I'm here for my new routine of weekly Starbucks, so I thought that I would do a Starbucks Audio Boom, although it hurts me to say Starbucks, ow, because, yet again, as I'm famous for, if you followed me from, like, day one on Audio Boom, back when I was, like, Seabreeze Singer, and back when it was still Audio Boo, then you might remember way back in 2013, I had, issues with a wisdom tooth that had to come out, and, that is not mine. That is somebody else's. No, but what I was going to say was that I don't think it's a wisdom tooth this time, but it is a tooth that I want to say about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. I forget when exactly I did this, but I cracked my tooth, one of my teeth, when I was eating some corn nuts, and, you know, I didn't even know that it had cracked. I mean, like, I was eating corn nuts, I didn't feel any pain or anything, and the next thing I knew at the time, my tongue started playing with this, you know, when you have tooth problems, your tongue kind of plays with them. Well, so, next thing I know, I got this tooth thing going on, and I'm like, whoa, how'd I do that? Oh, it must have been the corn nuts. And I must have swallowed the other part of the tooth that I cracked, thinking it was part of the corn nuts. Well, I thought nothing of it because it wasn't hurting at the time, and it hasn't been hurting up until now. Go figure. Joy of joys. For the last few days, I have had off and on toothaches, and last night was the worst. On a scale of 1 to 10, my tooth pain was like a 20. And I only got like 4 hours of sleep because I was up half the night saying, like, should I go to the ER? Should I wake up my landlady? Should I go through all that trouble? Because I'd taken ibuprofen, but it wasn't, or Advil or whatever you want to call it, but it wasn't strong enough. And it didn't work for my tooth pain. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, you know, he had a similar issue where he ended up, you know, he had tooth pain and ended up needing a root canal, but he went to the ER because he was in pain, and all the ER did was give him really strong pain pills and say, go see a dentist. I was going to go to the ER today, but I think what I'm going to do is get, you know, in no way am I endorsing any brands here, I'm just mentioning them. I'm gonna get some Aleve because that's one of the strongest over-the-counter pain relievers I've heard about. Get some Aleve and some Orajel so that I can not only kill the pain with pain pills but numb the pain as well. But of course, before I made my decision to whether or not to go to the ER, I came up with a pretty brutal plan. I said, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get the sweetest, warmest, sugariest things that I can to drive my tooth crazy so that if I do go to the ER, they will believe me when I'm, you know, wincing in pain from the toothache. So, tooth problem, and they suck. I am going to probably schedule a dental appointment because I finally have at least, I don't know where my Medi-Cal card is, but I have my Medi-Cal number, so at least I can look up and see if I'm eligible for Dentical and get dental stuff going on. So I had a good therapy appointment today. I was looking forward to it because I knew I needed it. My therapist is going to be gone next week, so I don't get to do my routine Starbucks. I don't know what I'm going to do next Wednesday, but, yeah, she's going to be gone, What else was I gonna say? I was gonna say other things, and like I totally, just lost my train of thought because I'm exhausted. I think when I go home, I need to take a nap. Because even with the coffee, I'm just like, I'm because of the tooth pain, I'm out of it, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm able to do an audio boom from Starbucks because I have a working iPhone again. Yay! Although, it took me a while to figure out how to listen to posts decently, because when I go to the thing that says your radio, like that, I don't know how to skip through posts in that thing at all with voiceover. But luckily I Google searched and I found a thing on YouTube, and a guy said you go to down by where your account is, it'll say like follows, and then there's a list of like, you know, usernames you follow, but then there's a category for posts, and you can do follow posts that way and just keep going back and do it that way. So that's the way that I'm able to listen to and figure out what posts are with voiceover, which is, I have it on the male Siri voice, which is amusing, but it's working pretty well so far. And I don't really have anything much I can think to say. I did want to, you know, check in with an audio boom to let people know that somebody's phone is ringing. To let people know that I was doing all right. And I mean, I don't like that my tooth is in pain, but once I get strong enough pain pills and Aura gel, and well, I'm not going to be talking to anybody after until after the Aura gel wears off, because I really turn into a cross between Elmer Fudd and Donald Duck. I mean, I have facial paralysis already, which is bad enough, and you get me on Aura gel, I'm just like, it's like, I'm going to wait till this wears off to talk to anybody. So that's how I'm doing, and I'm hoping that by the next time I post a boo, that things will be better. But the cool thing is, no more having to upload from the computer. Yay! So, speaking of uploading, I'm gonna let this thing upload while I finish my coffee, because I gotta get my meds, get my dinner, go home and take a nap, and so I will, that's enough out of me for now, and I hope you all are doing well, and, I will catch up to audio boom posts soon enough. I've gotta catch up to a lot of stuff now that I have my iPhone back again, so I shall enjoy catching up with you all, and, see you next time around.